This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. It's convenient because it's me and then it's my show. So I got a couple things I want to discuss with you that I think are the strength. They're the craziest things. And I would say they're the craziest things I've heard since yesterday, because the left will give you craziness beyond belief. As soon as you think you've reached the depth, crazy can't go any farther bottom than that. Oh, here's a story. Start digging. Crazy has no limit when it comes to leftists. So I'll give you an example of one of the things I want to discuss. And let me tell you, we can discuss cupcakes, snowflakes, uranium, and all that, and we will this hour. But I'm just telling you, this story shows you what I'm talking about. Studying depression in fish. Your tax dollars. Fish. It turns out, I'm reading from an article. It turns out humans aren't the only ones to have the blues. Fish can become depressed-like when experiencing chronic stress, according to a new study that you funded. One of my friends sent me an article, and he says, Kevin, academia is a cancer, and I'll have to read an excerpt from it. He's got a book out. And essentially, he says, if you want to create a job for yourself, this is how academics do it. They say, well, I'm going to study depression. And I'm going to study it in some crazy animal. And then I'm going to eventually get you to pay for it. And once you pay for it, I'm going to make it an adjunct to psychology and biology. And I'll call it psychobiology. And then you'll continue to fund it. I'll become a tenured professor speaking on some nonsense thing that I created that has no bearing on life as we know it. That is exactly what we do. He does it a lot more eloquently than I do. But you've got to... When I get a chance, I'm going to get an excerpt from his book. I think he sent me chapter 14. And I'm going to play it for you. His name is Ken. And I'll play it for you. I'm going to read it to you. It's crazy. His premise is amazing. Well thought out. Something that I hadn't thought about in that context. Because I would always joke and say, why do I have to take all these core classes? You know, French Renaissance literature or art appreciation. I remember I took an art appreciation class. I'm an engineering student at the time. Math, science, math, engineering, and computer science are my degrees, electrical engineering. And they say, go take art appreciation. And I go, why? Well, it's good to be well-rounded. I can learn about art. I can go to the library and learn about art. Why am I paying $1,000 for somebody to teach me art? That's the question. That's the age-old question. I'm getting an engineering degree. Well, Kevin, you may need to understand. I get what they're saying. You need to understand it because you may program something that's artistic. It won't matter. I'll learn it at the time. My core degree is in the things I described. I need to understand the engineering, the electrical engineering, the computer science behind it, or the math. And generally, math was just, you know, kind of a throwaway degree for most of the double E's. But that was our goal, is to be able to program so I could do hardware and software. We called it firmware at the time. But to be able to program the things that I needed to do to make my hardware work. That was what I needed. I didn't need, if they said, Kevin, you're going to be programming something or building something for an artistry company. Okay, great. No problem. I'm not an artist. I just need to know what you want your art to do. That's it. But so the point is, we allow these people to create these fictitious needs that don't even exist. What would college cost if you didn't have to take half the BS classes they want you to take? It would cost half, right? Yeah. And then how could they indoctrinate you if you don't have to take diversity of this, black cultural this, Native American this, women and gender this? If you didn't have to take that nonsense, then you'd just get out of college a lot faster. You'd be more productive. You'd have a smaller bill if you had to pay for it, and you'd start paying for it quicker. That's the way it would work. But they convinced you, oh, no, you're not well-rounded unless you understand gender studies. You know, the 13 different genders that are out there, or the 50-something genders, or how women have been oppressed in America, or blacks, or browns, or yellows, or whatever. That's when you become well-rounded. Because you couldn't expect to have had that experience on your own. And college certainly wasn't going to teach it to you when you came from Bodunk, Middle America, to go to New York to go to college. You're certainly not going to be experiencing diversity and multiculturalism, now are you? Yeah, well, maybe you will. But they don't care about that. That doesn't pay the bills. Nor does it fund the nonsense that they teach your kids. It's like cable TV. Cable TV uses these packages like football or, you know, Major League Baseball or something, the UFC, and they say, okay, we're losing money on these classes, if you will, but these classes, these core classes, sports and, you know, money talk and things like this, you know, cable news, they make it. So they package it and say, you have to take this nonsense stuff in order to get the big stuff. And the big stuff is all the things you want to watch. So you then get these reading channels that every now and then, you know, they'll go, oh, check out Ted and Todd. They're in love. You need to see Gay Love. It's amazing. Gay. Or there's a show on about they follow some chick around that became a dude. And I forget the name of the show, but it's a transsexual show. Look, I get it. People, you do need at some point in your life to understand the transsexualism, asexualism, all the sexualisms that are out there. You do. But you don't need to do it at the age of 6. Okay? And by the time you do understand it, and I think there is some sensitivity that America needs that says, look, these people feel something different. A person that wants to be a transsexual, they've got to be wired differently. Don't hate on them. Don't be mad. Don't ostracize them. They feel differently. And accepting of them, as long as it doesn't impact legislation like Target, oh, you got to put that bathroom in there. No, I don't. I'm not going to put a bathroom in for a transsexual. Pick your choice and go. That's that. So I get it. But we've gone over. So here's the point. Without the NFL, many of these other channels wouldn't survive. Without the core things in college, degrees in college, things like business, these other degrees wouldn't survive. These other classes wouldn't survive. But that's how liberals fund things. That's why they want you fund the arts. The government should fund the arts. No, art should fund the arts. People who love art should fund the arts. It's that simple. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. And I didn't even get into the depression of fish, so we'll be back on that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, the Kevin Jackson Show. So we're talking about the study of fish. They're studying depression in fish because they say fish can become depressed-like when experiencing chronic stress. And it makes them a good model for understanding and treating psychiatric problems in humans. And I thought to myself, wow, who funded this study? Here's what they went on to say about this, because I want to cover this in the context of just the craziness of leftism. In the future, we could use the fish to search for other therapies, says Dr. Herwig Bayer, director of the Max Planck Institute of Neurobiology. This experiment may find drugs that act as well as Prozac or better with less side effects. So hopefully this is one of these things being studied by the pharmaceutical companies and not coming out of your budget. But you can bet either way it goes, ultimately you pay for it. Oh, my gosh. Here's what really got me about this particular article. But don't get your hopes up too fast. Even if we find a drug that works in fish, we're still a long way from knowing if it will work in human patients. So, you're studying something that you don't know if it'll work. Oh, by the way, you're stressing the fish out. Has anybody even told him, stop stressing out the fish? It's funny, the article has one of those fighting fish. I forget what it's called. But, you know, it has all the real big little fins and stuff. Like, I don't know, like a Chinese fighting fish. It's like an Asian fighting fish. I can't remember the name of it, but I've seen them, and they tell you, no, they can only be alone. Because if you put another fish in there, they'll kill it. They'll just keep fighting it till, you know, one of them kills the other or whatever. I'm like, so this is a fish that just loves to fight. He's full of testosterone, and he just fights, fights, fights. They're called a fighting fish. I don't remember the name of it. Asian fighting fish. And usually they're like a purple or black. That figures, right? Got to make the fish that fights all the time black. But anyway, so this fish wants to fight. Well, maybe the fish is depressed because it won't let him have a friend. Has anybody tried to find out the motivation of the fish? Maybe the fish didn't have a daddy. You know? Maybe the fish grew up in the hood. He doesn't know. The fish needs therapy. He doesn't need to be put into a state of excitation so we can find out if he could be good, you know, for helping with neurobiology. Come on, man. Don't use the fish. You know, that was just one crazy story that I'm thinking, who decides that fish would be? Why not mice? We study everything in mice. Well, Kevin, the fish genome is closer to a human than an ape. Or, well, I don't know what they would tell you, but they'll give you some reason that they have to study the fish. I go back and I look at these. I think it's called Center for Government Waste or something like that. CAGW is what I remember it being. Center Against Government Waste or something. And you can go there and see what the government is spending money on. It is mind-boggling as to how they get to spend money on this. Do you remember these late-night TV things that would say, hey, if you want to get the government to fund your grant, you know, pay $49 for our thing, and then we'll tell you how to get this grant money. And I remember saying, I'm going to go the cheap way. I'll go on the internet, see if I can find a way to do it without actually having to pay. And so, you know, I was looking at and it wasn't because I wanted to do it. It was because I wanted to see if it was legit. And you go on the internet and it tells you, right, there's many places that tells you, hey, if you want to apply for this grant, put the grant together. There's so much money out there. The government just forks it over. I want to study, you know, why black people are so oppressed and it leads to depression, which leads to crime, blah, blah, blah. And I need $100,000 to study it on my cousin Ray Ray, you know. And then he and Ray Ray go to, you know, San Juan and go gambling. I don't know, but I'm telling you, I think a lot of this type of thing goes on. I want to shift gears, though, because you need lots of stories for me to show you how crazy the left is. So there's a story. And it has to do with cupcakes. And I think of cupcakes and snowflakes as the new generation of millennia who've never had enough strife in their lives, so everything triggers them. Cupcakes and snowflakes. Well, in this story, it's from the Mercury News. It says it was probably the only ever example of a tiny frosted cake sparkling mass outrage. Strong negative feedback has prompted Google to remove a cupcake calorie counter from its iOS map app. The company confirmed this week. Google had recently added this cutesy little, and they say possibly half-baked, feature as an experiment. With the new feature, users saw a pink cupcake icon that automatically showed them how many calories they would burn if they walked to their destination. This app also translated the calorie count into mini cupcakes, telling walkers how many of the mini treats they would be able to burn if they walked from point A to point B. But complaints came right away. And what's funny about this to me is, you know, one of the complaints might be, why are you using a cupcake? You're making me hungry by using a cupcake. Couldn't use a cookie. There's no pastry you should use when fat people are out walking with their app and they're looking at their app going, "Ooh, I burned off what?" So what you're saying is these fat folks ate a bunch of little bitty mini cupcakes and then you just burn them off. This is how many you need to burn them off. You can just tell me the calories and let me decide how I want to burn them off. Anyway, people got mad. Critics accused the cartoon cupcake counter of being patronizing, promoting body shaming, and possibly triggering unhealthy behavior. See, that's where I was. And people who struggle with eating disorders or overexercise. There's no way to turn the feature off, critics pointed out. So when you got the app, you're going to get treated with some cupcakes, whether you liked it or not. And I still find this story very funny. Very funny. Promote body shaming. How so? How are you promoting body shaming? Look, as I said, if I'm on a walk, I don't want to see cupcakes. It has nothing to do with my willpower or anything. Just show me a little figure walking. How about that? But if you put cupcakes, I'm not going to be mad at you. It's just that it's counterintuitive to put cupcakes. But they go on to talk about how this is what got me. Because the reason why I don't like it is because why would you tempt somebody with a food group? They're out exercising. You know, give them a little dude lifting a barbell or something like that. You know, slim them down. Show them. Go do this 15,000 more times and this is you. Go and show them their skinny picture. Give me some motivation. But they didn't do that. But the idea that they say it promotes body shaming, I find amazing. How's this promoting body shaming? I mean, so these are the types of things that leftists do. Oh, Google put a cupcake on an app. Oh, I'm triggered. Please.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. I have a really interesting story written by a guy. I don't have his name, but I'll get it here in a second. But a great writer, great story. And it has to do with quotas in the L.A. school district. And here's what he says, and I'm gonna paraphrase it because it's a long read. But he says people essentially ask him how he's a Jewish kid ended up at an all black school, Alexander Hamilton High. They called it Hammy, and it was supposed to draw evenly from LA's white Jewish West Side and the east area east of Robertson Boulevard, the proverbial tracks, which at the time in the early 80s was predominantly black. Now, the idea is that you get 50% kids from the bad side and 50% kids from the, quote, good side. The problem was there were two whiter public schools that were nearby, Beverly Hills and a University High in Brentwood. And if the west side, the Jewish parents, could finesse their address, they'd use daddy's office building or granny's house or whatever, they'd qualify to send their kids to Beverly High School, Beverly Hills High, or University High, and avoid Hammy. And they wouldn't have to pay for private school, because that's what would happen if they got, the kid got sentenced to Hammy. It was effectively prison, so they said, no, we'll send you to private school. So Hammy ended up having heavily imbalanced racial quotas, 85% black. Now, he said it didn't matter to him. Grew up with kids and their parents, and Hammy was, quote, the black hole to be avoided at all cost. But in 1984, L.A. decided to crack down on the address falsifiers. So dozens of kids, all white, mostly Jewish, found themselves forcibly resettled to the east, is the way he put it. It's really funny. And he says he found that, these kids that hadn't seen elementary school were looking bewildered, and scared when they found themselves adrift in a sea of blackness. And he said it didn't take long for the natural order to arise. The small minority of newly arrived deportees took over the school government, the theater program, and the school paper. The parents of the resettled poured money into the school's emaciated coffers. The food in the cafeteria improved. Extra security guards were hired. The auditorium got a decent sound system. The West Side parents were obsessively concerned, he said, about the kids in the school. And so they catered to it. They wanted the education to be better. He says he couldn't say that about the black parents. Fundraisers were held, though. Corporate donations were solicited. And the resulting improvements benefited everybody, including the black students. And a year later, Hammy became L.A.'s designated musical theater magnet school to ensure that in the future, white kids would arrive voluntarily. He said back then, the white kids were wanted. It was understood that they brought good things with them, and nobody was afraid to admit it. But he says a lot changed in three decades. Now the Unified School District, LAUSD, is being crushed under the weight of a beast called FUBAW. It's PHBAW, and it stands for Predominantly Hispanic, Black, Asian, or other. And the point of the program is to prevent the LA Unified School District from having a population of white kids greater than 30% of the entire student body. And for the sake of what he's talking about, they measure Jewish kids as white. And so if a LAUSD school had even one student over the 30% limit, teachers were pulled and sent to a predominantly Hispanic, Black, Asian, or other school. Programs were eliminated and class sizes were increased. So it was a huge penalty if you did this. Now, most Americans were unaware that these FUBAO schools existed until earlier this year, when the LAUSD initiated another race-based action. 9 schools were robbed of their FUBAO status because they dare creep above the 30% white kids quota. Walter Reed Middle School in North Hollywood was one of those schools. They had 1,665 students, 47% Hispanic, and they discovered that they had increased its white population to 38% in raw numbers. There were roughly 50 kids too many. So goodbye money, goodbye supplies and teachers, and hello, increase class sizes. Now, I want you to think about this. They're penalizing you because you get too many white kids. It doesn't matter that the kid, you know, that's the demographic of the area. They're saying, nope, you're going to have more Hispanic and Black kids, and that's where they're going to give you the smaller class sizes. So it's their attempt to balance things out. White kids are going to have bigger classes, less time with the teacher, etc. These other kids will end up getting theoretically smarter. That's the logic in all of this. All right. Now, needless to say, the presidents of the staff of Walter Reed believe they were not FUBO'd, but totally FUBAR, because this is one jacked up situation. So let me go move on here. So North Hollywood sits in California's 29th congressional district, and it's solidly Democrat. Hispanics outnumber whites in terms of the district's population, but whites are still the largest voting bloc. And registered Democrats greatly outnumber Republicans. So how did good liberal folks who had a stake in Walter Reed Middle School respond to the prospect of losing FUBAR money or FUBAO money? They got mad. The white parents blame the Mexicans for pretending to be white. No joke. They were like, you're pretending to be white. White parents scolded Mexican parents for listing their kids as white when enrolling them. As reported by the LA School District, a nonpartisan website devoted to covering LA school issues, Walter Reed's principal, Jean Gamba, first suspected something could be wrong with the reported race mix at her school when she was holding a parent-teacher conference with a mother who had a Latino surname. The mother had a Spanish translator provided by the district, yet the mother was identified as white. Now, if you don't understand the irony, because if you do, you're probably laughing right now, that all of this is going on in California. All right? So as reported by the LA School Report, several Jewish parents who identify as white criticize Mexican parents for doing the same. Oy, gewalt, only we get to be the racial chameleons. Know your place, you mashuganabinas. So the Mexican parents fought back, blaming, wait for it, Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Now, you may be thinking, Kevin, you haven't mentioned Donald Trump. This is something that's been going on since 1984. Donald Trump has nothing, repeat, absolutely nothing to do with it. And I would go, you're exactly right. And that's why they blame Donald Trump. Race-shifting Mexicans. They argued, and here it is, here comes the punchline. Mexican families have no choice but to identify as white in order to escape Donald Trump's upcoming Nazi-style racist roundup of immigrants. Now, the insanity of this claim is breathtaking. If Mexican parents are right, if Trump Nazis ever come to Walter Reed Middle School to round up students who might be illegal, will they ignore obviously Latino students just because their parents checked the white box on the enrollment form? My kid's name is Jose Cienfuegos Flaco Rodriguez. His skin's brown. He only speaks Spanish. Round him up. Wait, hold on. Let's get him. His mom checked the white box. This is ridiculous. You know, look, if you, do I need to tell you that, you know, this is wrong on so many levels. Trump is going after, first of all the bad guys. And if you think you're going to get away just because you check white on a box, it's ridiculous. When it's time to deal with immigration, we should deal with it openly and honestly. But this is what these people blame. And let me tell you, the Walter Reed parents were swayed by the argument. And according to Erica Fox, a self-described white Jewish mom, in the era of Donald Trump and the fear that he has caused, I know there are families afraid of the anti-immigrant and anti-Muslim rhetoric. I worry that the data will not be accurate during his administration. So having agreed to blame Trump instead of, you know, the leftist racial quotas, the comedy quickly skyrocketed to Benny Hill-level absurdity, to Spike Milligan-style surrealism, and a bunch of white parents decided to strategically falsify the racial descriptions of their children in order to solve the 50 white kids over the limit problem. He says, I know I can find some minority designation in my family heritage. I'll be changing my status as soon as I can, said Alexis Prescott, in tears while speaking at a meeting. And he explained that the school could lose 5 teachers and a counselor, increase sizes from 34 to 39. People don't realize how this can affect schools, and we have to let people know this. This is our worst nightmare, and it's all because of Donald Trump. No, it's not because of the racial quotas that the L.A. Unified School District imposed for no other reason than to say we're going to limit the population of white kids in a school. And why would you do that anyway? Why? It's amazing. So Reed's parent coordinator says she already knows of more than a dozen parents who have purposely misidentified. Now, they're lying on a form, which I don't care. I check American. I tell you guys all the time, don't waste your time checking that box with a real ethnicity. Just check, write in other and put American and leave it at that. This is, folks, the kind of nonsense that the left creates, and then they want to blame us. In this case, they want to blame Donald Trump for their lunacy.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Before the Obama administration approved a controversial deal in 2010 giving Moscow control of a large swath of American uranium, the FBI had gathered substantial evidence that Russian nuclear industry officials were engaged in bribery, kickbacks, extortion, and money laundering designed to grow Vladimir Putin's atomic energy business inside the United States, according to government documents and interviews. Federal agents used a confidential U.S. witness working inside the Russian nuclear industry to gather extensive financial records, make secret recordings, and intercept emails as early as 2009 that showed Moscow Moscow had compromised an American uranium trucking firm with bribes and kickbacks in violation of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. They also obtained an eyewitness account backed by documents indicating Russian nuclear officials had routed millions of dollars to the U.S. designed to benefit former President Bill Clinton's charitable foundation. During the time Secretary of State Hillary Clinton served on a government body that approved a favorable decision to Moscow, sources told The Hill.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I find it amazing, honestly, that the left would dare have opened up this Russian investigation. When I tell you that the left love to keep their dirt in the open because they think that we won't get it. For example, Harvey Weinstein, dirty, openly dirty. Barack Obama, well, you know, we have scandal-free administration. I mean, I can't think of a, you know, knock on wood, if it would last few days if we don't get anything that comes up. What do you mean the last few days? Barack Obama led the most filthy, stinking, dirty, scummy administration in the history of this country. And the media was complicit. All of these white enabling bourgeois cocktail sipping leftists let him. Why? Because he's black. They couldn't let him bring down the entire system. It's the same thing I tell you about Harvey Weinstein. The reason why these young starlets and all these other people who know the litany of additional Harvey Weinsteins that lurk in Hollywood won't say a word is they won't let it bring down the system. See, for them, that system is bigger than God. It is God to them. They will let one guy take a fall. They've already taken a hit. They're like, okay, look, we've taken a hit, but we can't let people know this is throughout the entire thing. It would bring us down. Hollywood would lose all credibility, etc. Now apply that to Barack Obama. Apply that. Think of every scandal Barack Obama had as one of these little chicks on the casting couch with Harvey Weinstein, or him not letting her out the door while he, you know, decides he's going to water the plant, if you know what I mean. That's what Barack Obama's telling you. He's essentially forced himself on us in every element of society. Obamacare was a rape of the American taxpayer. A flat-out rape. So you got Obamacare, it's a rape of the taxpayer. You've got Fast and Furious. You've got Benghazi. You've got the VA scandal. You've got all these other things that are looming out there. IRS and so on and so forth. Spending money here. Iran shipping money over in the dark of night and telling you the only reason why I did it that way is they didn't have a bank. Really? I mean, they are incredible. They will just put it in your face right in for you to see. So we've got all, I mean, Comey is as crooked as you could be as an FBI director. You couldn't get any more crooked. Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch, they all come off with this, you know, well, we are just trying to do what's best for the society, blah, blah, blah. That is nonsense. They don't care about kids. Look at what Harvey Weinstein did to women. Look at what Holly Weird does to children. Corey Feldman, if Corey Feldman shocks you with, yeah, they're molesting kids, young kids get molested in Hollywood. Really? Does it shock you that fashion models in Hollywood who hide under the skirts of Hillary Clinton and Susan Sarandon and all of them, Meryl Streep, and then molest every young girl that comes in front of them, and sometimes boys? Does that shock you of Hollywood? Because if you are paying attention to anything that I say or anybody else that's been conservative and you're listening to, none of this should shock you. The only thing that would shock you is that they've been found out. I said the other day, if Hollywood were genuine, you'd know five other producers and directors who are just like Harvey Weinstein. At least five. They'd be blowing the whistle like crazy. They say nothing. How many people? Do you think Susan Rice didn't know about unmasking? What about this Samantha Stone lady or whatever her name is? You think she didn't know? Oh, it came from on high. Okay, then tell us who gave you the order. They won't tell you who's doing what because they don't want you to know. They do not want to bring down their system. That's the problem. Do you think these people are going to allow us to just willy-nilly walk all over what they're doing? You know, this thing, that this facade they set up about Barack Obama. Do you think they're going to go, well, you know, we do understand that, you know, Barack Obama's been a little bit different. You know, he's definitely done some bad things. They will go down with this guy. He will not be their Harvey Weinstein of politics. I don't know who will be, but it will not be Barack Obama. So that's the deal. Now, what's going to happen? I don't know. I have no idea. We've got them right where we want them. Their credibility is shot. That's the reason why they can't go further. That's the reason why Hollywood won't go further. That's the reason why, you know, the left didn't go further. We have the goods on them politically as well. We have the goods on them. And so while Hillary Clinton's running around on book tours, James Comey on book tours, Barack Obama is just getting his book done. He's got a fat book deal. He's going to be running around. They're tweeting. They're all trying to get in on the Twitter action and talk about all these various issues. They're under fire, and they should be, the last thing they should be doing is being vocal about this. Just their ties to Weinstein enough should make them run for cover, but they won't. Make no mistake about it, they will not run for cover. They are going to keep it exactly as it was. They got to leave it. Because if we know the truth about Barack Obama in politics, many people would never vote for a Democrat again. And not only that, to do it in a time of Trump where you have to admit to yourself that Donald Trump is right. That's a huge problem for them. Bigger than they would ever want to admit. Donald Trump is draining the swamp. When he talked about the swamp, it was legit. It was for real. Oh, man. Big time problem. But now get this. With everything that's going on in the country, Hillary Clinton, who should be in prison, we now find out that she had a huge part of this bogus nuclear energy deal that was brokered while she was Secretary of State and Bill Clinton was involved, and their foundation got over, $143 million, right? I mean, Barack Obama let it happen. We ceded 20% of our uranium to the Soviet Union. We know that those guys were paying off people that were involved in it over here. Who knows where it's all going to shake out? I'm not going to try to shake it out. I'll let it shake out for itself. But whoever knows about it, what I'll tell you is this. They have their fingers all over the Russian stuff, and Mueller hadn't said a word about it. He's chasing satellites like Paul Manafort, calling grand juries for Manafort, knowing that the Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, all these people are involved. Podesta, you name it. Fingerprints all over it. But he can't find any forensic evidence. Fingerprints, they got saliva samples, they got hair, they got blood, they got you couldn't make it any better of a crime scene than what the Democrats have done with the Russians, and he's chasing Trump. And what is Hillary contemplating? Teaching at Columbia University. Yep, that's what rumors are, that she wants to return to academia as a professor. This is what the Daily News reported. Former U.S. Secretary of State, presidential nominee, is in talks with Columbia University to take on a formal role at the Ivy League and potentially house her at the Ivy League, I guess college, and potentially house her archives there. She can't get a presidential library, so she'll say, "I'll house my archives here if you'll let me." Let me tell you something, folks. People are going to be running. Mark my words. Within a year, 2 years max, leftists will be running from the legacies of the Clintons, from the legacy of Barack Obama. They'll be running from the legacy of the left. Donald Trump has called these people out for what they are, and when he's done with them, there will be hardly a person that really says, "I'm off there." There'll be people talking about, "You know why? I'm really upset with what happened with the Democrats." If you're going to stay a Democrat, you're going to have to rationalize it. Because I'm here to tell you, you're not going to want to be one. Trust and believe, folks. Hillary Clinton's got some nerve. Columbia University will rescind whatever offer they're considering for her. Mark my words.
won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.